Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Anyway, this video I'm commenting about Kate Middleton, Her Royal Highness the Princess of Wales, who's not been seen in public for several weeks. Well, what's wrong? Now, Buckingham Palace vouchsafed that she'd had an abdominal operation. We're not told what that is. There's much speculation that it's hysterectomy, but that's sheer conjecture. Some are surmised, is it some sort of other appendectomy, or is it like, is it some cancerous growth being removed? We may never know. Then when it came to Mother's Day, an image was released by Kensington Palace. That's where she and her husband, the Prince of Wales, reside. And it's the first image released of her since January this year. And it showed her posing with her children. And they're all smiling or laughing raucously. So what a joyous family image. The photo is supposedly taken by paterfamilias William. And so there she's flanked by her younger son, George, her daughter, Louise. Her younger son, Louis. What on earth is the little one's name? Louise is the daughter. George is the elder one. The little son, I can't remember what his name is. The elder son is behind her. And it all seemed to be... What am I talking about? Charlotte. Yeah, Louis is the little boy. That's it. Some people who were very sharp-eyed, they noticed an error, sort of a continuity error, around her daughter's sleeve. There was something that hadn't been cut out, some cut and paste. And the comedian Frankie Boyle initially said he spotted this. There was about Sarah Rose Hanbury. You're talking about the Marchioness of Cholmondeley. Yeah, well, for about 6 years, these rumours have persisted, partly in the Kremlin-backed media, the Duran, for which I used to write. I've no idea as to the veracity of such claims. It wouldn't surprise me. You know, I don't have any evidentiary basis for that. There's obviously a lot of nonsense published about them because they never sued for libel. They shouldn't have engaged the media interest at all. Very little to gain. Being observed indirectly in public would have been enough. Yeah, I think so. This is an unforced error. And ironically, it comes from her, who to this moment hadn't slipped up in all her years in the public eye, over 20 years of involvement with Prince William, because he went up to, he left school in 2000, went to university in 2001, is that right? And she met him there. She's a year older than him. Remember, he's born 82, she's born in 81. And then she'd eschewed the media, obviously followed around, felt harassed, but she's a volunteer member of the House of Windsor. You know, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. She didn't have to start dating a prince. She's not that stupid. She knew that, of course, the paparazzi were going to follow her around, and she didn't mind it. What can we tell from her behavior? What motivates her? The most important question about anyone, what makes her tick is being admired for her appearance. She's never got a hair out of place. I don't know why they suppressed that one of her driving with her mother. Anyway, she was adored for a long time, a woman who sort of is a mental blank space, so far as we can tell, doesn't have any opinions on anything to the best of anyone's knowledge. That's actually advantageous if she's completely unopinionated, rather than Meghan Markle, who just can't put a sock in it and is always mouthing off her vile views on contentious subjects. So, you know, she briefly broke up with Prince William, said he thought he couldn't put her through all this, blah, 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 for about a year. Then the relationship was back on, famously announced their engagement in 2010. And then they got married in Westminster Abbey in 2011. And the British public took her to their hearts. And it's all been plain sailing since then. And after the late Queen, Kate Middleton was consistently the most popular member of the British royal family. The Kate effect, she was such a boon to fashion and all the rest of it. Now, she was always slender, but I have heard people observing she seems to be unhealthily thin in recent days. Bear in mind, you know, she is 42 and the mother of three. So she must be under immense pressure. I suppose she's got perfectionist tendencies, which is why her appearance is always flawless. Okay, not just the hair, makeup, clothes, accessorizing, all the rest of it. What people say that they've been mere celebrities of royalty for a long time. And obviously, if you go back to the 18th century, they were the only celebrities because, yes, they were actors and actresses. But, as there was no broadcast media, you had to see them in person to know who they were. And they didn't process around the country so much. Their images weren't always publicized. You can't see the royal of a current generation is something in me. Okay. Goodness. Well, obviously, there better be modern royals. So she's maybe quite seriously ill to have not been seen in public for over 2 months now. She's not that old. Is stress or depression getting to her? So the royal family, they wouldn't want to alarm us unnecessarily. So the situation is probably graver than we're led to believe. Because if they could cover it up, could be completely silent, or just disappear for about 3 days, they would do it. They're really telling us because it's just unavoidable. The rumors might leak out. People might imagine the situation is even worse than it really was. So anyway, some photoshopping. But you think surely her PR team would have done this. Did they make a screw up that basic? Well, just possibly they did. You know, with the royal family, I tend to go up the cock up rather than the conspiracy theory of things. So they had to admit that was it. And then the press associations got various guidelines for the amount of touching up a photo they considered to be permissible. But they say, well, this is just beyond the de minimis range. So they had to pull this one. You can see the various things wrong with the zip on her jacket, and the her daughter's knee is sort of bent out of shape. That's just impossible. Anyway, the position of the hand when she's putting her hand around people. So she's apologized. She said, like many written photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared caused. I hope everyone's celebrating at a very happy Mother's Day. So that was her on Mother's Day, supposedly a model mother. And she's very different from Meghan Markle, because these two women, though, they're born in the same year. They married brothers. You know, they both became princesses. They are remarkably dissimilar. So obviously, partly in nationality, partly in their previous occupation. Attitudinally different. People say that Kate Middleton was born for this role, has a quiet dignity, is virtuous, is reserved, that reticent is singularly apposite, and understands that instinctively. The real genius is Henry VIII, I wonder why. So yeah, it was unnecessary. The trouble is it sets tongues wagging. People are speculating. Is it because her husband is tupping that marchioness, or is she fatally ill or something like that? So it's not good. So they didn't have to release any image, as they hadn't released one for 2 months of the most photographed woman on earth. They might have been a bit more careful about putting this one out. So was she with the children in that pose on that day at all? How badly photoshopped did it have to be to get it this wrong? So because maybe she's actually bedbound or something, and they published a completely false image to try and provide us with reassurance. But unfortunately, that's boomeranged spectacularly and made it much worse for her. But anyway, I don't think she's terribly unpopular as a result of it. But she will one day come back, and people say she will reign with queen as queen and comport herself with just unexampled composure that would profit others to study. So what do you think about Meghan Markle? I think she's loathsome, whereas Kate Middleton, I think she's bland, but that's actually advantageous in her role. What do you think about Kate Middleton? What are your theories? Have you got any more rumors? I'd like to hear answers on a postcard. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Toodle pip, everyone.